At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Welcome back to EV News China. Coming up today, a China-focused BMW iX3. CATL ready for Hungary production. And China, August NEV sales rebound. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why retractable door handles on EVs might not be long for this world. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest EV market. Each day, we bring you the latest headlines, expert insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry, and reveal how these developments are shaping the global landscape. Patreon supporters fund the show, get the episodes ad-free and first, and be part of the EV News Daily community. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with BMW, just showed off its first production model on the brand new Neue Klasse line, the all new iX3, marking a major milestone for the brand's electrification plans. A version built in China will debut next year, though production at the Shenyang factory in Liaoning province won't start until 2026. This China-made iX3, BMW say, is designed specifically with China in mind, with a local engineering team leading development. Now, BMW says the new iX3 for China comes loaded with features that matter to Chinese customers, including more cabin space, upgraded digital functions, advanced driver assistance tailored for local roads. The car features embedded AI with Alibaba and DeepSeek. Not surprised, all the data stuff can't leave Chinese shores, so working with companies like DeepSeek. Harmony OS for digital keys and Huawei's Haikar, and smart driving tech with Momenta. BMW is calling the model a benchmark for China-specific digital intelligence and luxury and driving dynamics. BMW's chairman, Oliver Zipser, saying Neue Klasse is the company's most ambitious future product and will radically change their design and technology. The move highlights how BMW now sees China as the driver in the EV race, especially AI as well. That's crucial as Chinese EV makers are winning over buyers with fast new model launches and smart cabins, putting pressure on the luxury German brands. Moving on, CATL says its new battery plant in Debrecen in Hungary will start production by the end of the year, maybe early next year, but it'll be months ahead of the original schedule, which aimed for late 2025. The plant is designed to produce 100 gigawatt hours annually. There's 9,000 employees. That's much larger than their German facility. And it'll supply the batteries to BMW, Stellantis and Volkswagen. This is CATL's second European factory, announced in August 2022. Now, earlier this year in May, the company raised about $4.6 billion via a Hong Kong listing, directing around 90% of the funds towards the Hungarian project's first two phases. Just before the IAA Mobility Show in Munich, CATL introduced the Shenxing Pro battery, its first model using what they say is the NP3 technology, that is lithium iron phosphate, aimed at European EV makers, very high safety, and at its peak, ultra-fast 12C rate charging. Wow. All right, staying with CATL very quickly, their sodium ion battery, which they called the Naxtra battery. Sodium ion technologies became the first in the world to meet China's strict new national safety standards for EV batteries. The standard, which covers hazards like thermal runaway, crashes from below, and repeated fast charging, takes effect, at least legally, in July 2026. Third-party tests by China's top automotive lab confirm the sodium ion battery from CATL, the Naxtra pack, passed every safety check at cell level and pack level. By passing, the Naxtra battery shows it can cut lithium demand, lower the industry's carbon footprint, and keep EVs running strong, even in freezing northern climates, key for wide adoption in places with tough winters. CATL sees this certification as a major step forward in next-generation EV sodium ion battery technology. Now, China's retail sales of new energy vehicles hit 1.1 million in August, a jump from both the previous month and August last year. The number beats earlier industry estimates and brings sales back above a million of NEV sales after a dip in July. Battery electric vehicles were the main driver. 686,000 pure BEVs sold in China in August. That's up 17% from the same month last year and 13% on July. With BEVs now 62% of all NEV sales. On the wholesale side, NEV shipments were 1.28 million units and China exported 204,000 passenger NEVs. That's more than double last year's exports. NEVs now account for 40% of all vehicle exports from China. Firefly is one of the brands coming to Europe, and the Firefly EV brand earned a five-star safety rating in the 2025 Euro NCAP crash testing. The five-door hatchback, called Firefly, scored 96% on occupant protection, the highest among the models tested, 87% for child safety, 82% for pedestrian protection, and 86% for safety assistance systems. Now, Daniel Jin, president of the NIO sub-brand Firefly, said on Weibo back in July that building the safest of small cars for global users was not only a core principle set during Firefly's product definition, but also that raising safety standards in compact cars is really hard because of the cost and size limits and Firefly's short front and rear overhangs, which reduce crumple zones. He said the team used vehicle design, hardware capability, and materials to get that five-star safety rating. They announced Firefly back in December last year, up against brands like Mini and Smart. Now, GAC Group has launched the second generation of their electric SUV, the Ion V, here in Europe, with a starting price of 36,000 euros, about 42,000 US equivalent for my US listeners. It's a five-seat crossover matching the size of a Skoda Enyaq. Now, that debuted in China a year ago in 2024, in July. Its first generation model was back in 2020, I think, and was also used as the base for things like the Mitsubishi Air Trek. That's not on sale anymore, but it was in China. The Ion brand belongs to the Guangzhou-based GAC Group, which unifies its brands under the One GAC strategy for overseas markets. Besides Europe, GAC's already established a presence in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and South America. The European Ion V was launched on September the 8th. Inside, the Ion V comes with a 14.6-inch floating touchscreen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, a gear shifter behind the round two-spoke steering wheel. The centre tunnel has wireless charging pads, two cup holders and storage. Standard features in the European version include the heat pump, standard, a combined refrigerator and heater, nine speakers, front seats with an eight-point massage feature, and even 3.3 kilowatts vehicle-to-load discharge. It supports level 2 driver assistance with 13 functions and a 75 kilowatt hour battery, 10 to 80 in 24 minutes. 35, 36,000 euros, a real sweet spot for vehicles around the size of the Skoda Enyaq. Now, Geely Galaxy, a Geely Auto sub-brand, debuted the Starshine 6. Say that five times in a row. The Starshine 6 Hybrid in Shufu in Shandong. It targets budget family sedans in China, like the BYD Xin Plus, and is positioned as an entry car for young buyers and a budget mainstream family car. The little Geely Galaxy uses their next generation Leishen AI hybrid system. Battery range of 77 miles, which is really good for anything with a battery inside that also has an engine. The model uses lithium iron phosphate batteries supplied by CALB. They have their G-Pilot driver assistance system, which will park for you and even do urban commuting pilot assistance. Now, the Huawei Ceres Aito brand is showing off their SUVs in Munich. This week at the IAA show, Aito is stepping into Europe, showing its crossovers, the M5, the M8, and the M9 at IAA. Now, Aito is the premium brand created by Ceres and Huawei under the HIMA network. And these models signal the brand's interest in overseas markets. The China lineup includes the 5, 7, 8, and 9. So the M5 is a mid-size SUV launched 3 years ago. The M8 is a full-size SUV, recently adding both a range extended and pure electric version. The M9, top of the shop, went on sale a couple of years ago in China. That one features advanced LiDAR, a triple screen dashboard, and even a 15.6-inch center display. Six seats if you want it. For the M9, the extended range version has a 52 kilowatt hour battery, 290 kilometers electric only CLTC, with a combined output of 365 kilowatts. I mean, look, that's an EREV with a 52 kilowatt hour battery. You'll never use any petrol, will you? The all-electric M9 uses a 100 kilowatt hour battery, twin motors for higher performance. Now, the M7 wasn't shown over here in Europe, but will be updated for the China market, with the first-gen model is still available. Now, let's talk a little bit about record exports on the podcast coming soon. Also, SAIC GM Wuling joint venture and WM Motor is being resurrected. All those stories and more coming in a moment after the break. Stick around. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk a little bit about record exports for Chery. Now, Chery sold 242,736 vehicles in August. So, first of all, that was good because it was up 15% on the same month last year. Exports were 130,000, though. And again, that was up massively, 32% on the same month last year. August was a new monthly export record for Chery, and exports have been over 100,000 for four consecutive months now. New energy vehicle sales were 71,000 in August. That's up 50% year over year. Unlike other Chinese automakers, Chery's exports currently exceed their domestic sales. So the export market for Chery isn't a cherry on top. Pardon the pun, I knew what I was doing. But it is a core part of their business. In fact, they sell more cars overseas than at home. As of the end of July this year, Chery became the first Chinese automaker to surpass 5 million vehicles in exports, cumulatively, and has been the top Chinese passenger vehicle exporter for 22 consecutive years. Now, the joint venture SAIC GM Wuling and Huawei signed a big agreement aimed at deepening their work together on things like smart driving, vehicle cockpits, and manufacturing digitization. During the announcement, they showed off the new flagship SUV. It's a six-seater. It's a flagship. It's called the Baojun Huajing S. The SUV has Huawei's latest driving system, the advanced Harmony Space cockpit, in-car cloud services, and an in-cabin laser vision system. These features bring Huawei's strength in intelligent tech into vehicles. Beyond Huawei systems, the project merges these technologies with own system coming from SGMW, the powertrain, the battery, and a deeply integrated smart platform, they say. Now, here's a company resurrected. Shenzhen Xiangfei Automobile Sales Company is bringing back, because they're the restructuring investor and the shareholder, of WM Motor. Now, WM Motor has four operating entities taking control of those units, the company said on its official social media accounts. WM Motor had a big financial crisis in 2022 and had to go into restructuring. The Changfei said it will quickly restart mass production of the vehicles, the EX5 and the E5. At their manufacturing base in Zhejiang and laid out a recovery plan. Over the next 5 years, the company plans to launch more than 10 new products across sedans, SUVs, MPVs and crossovers. Changfei plans to invest about ₩1 billion or $140 million equivalent into the initial phase of upgrades, supply chains and development. And finally, Chinese regulators are preparing a mandatory standard to ban retractable door handles, often seen on electric vehicles. Now, the regulators cite functional failures and safety risks, and the draft is expected this month. It would give the car makers a year, 1 year grace before they're enforced, starting in July 2027, maybe. Semi-retractable and traditional door handles will be allowed, but they must be a mechanical backup so the handle always works if the vehicle is without power. Manufacturers say the hidden handles cut drag. Some say it cuts the drag by 0.03 cd. That's quite a lot. But independent tests put the number much, much lower. The improvement at only 0.005 cd. That smaller gain comes with some savings of energy. So over 62 miles or 100 kilometres, you could save up to 0.6 kilowatt hours or 600 watt hours. But the motors and the mechanisms required in these retractable fancy pants door handles are about 18 pounds or over 8 kilograms of weight. And that then partly offsets any aero gains. These systems are reported to cost three times more than a good old-fashioned door handle, and they fail eight times as often. For one major EV brand, unnamed, door handle faults were 12% of all vehicle repair cases. Safety testing and incident data is driving the move by regulators in China. The China Insurance Automotive Safety Index found that doors with retractable electronic handles only opened successfully after a side impact 67% of the time. That's 98% of vehicles will open if they just have, you know, a door handle. Real-world failures include the cold snap last year in Changshun, where handle motors froze and you couldn't get out of the car, and heavy rains in Guangdong last year as well. Short circuits stopped the doors opening and forced passengers to even break windows to escape vehicles. Now, some automakers use semi-retractable handles. That sort of balances looks and function. Volkswagen has them. FAW Audi has these semi-retractable handles, but then also have a red pull cord in a collision to provide mechanical openings. The proposed ban on retractable door handles, part of a wider regulatory scrutiny of modern vehicle designs. I've got to be honest, I'm kind of with China on this. They look fancy, but they break all the time. Like the amount of warranty claims that Tesla's done on retractable door handles. And sure, so much technology in the event of an accident, you just want to be able to leave the vehicle quickly and safely. And so that will obviously have ripple effects through the global automotive industry, because if you can't sell your handles in China, then you probably won't engineer it on your non-China vehicles, if that makes sense. And that's your podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. EV News China is back after a trial run earlier in the year. In July, went down really well, so I've been waiting for the school holidays to finish so I can get back to providing a bit more of a full service on EV News Daily. So EV News China back weekdays to keep you up to speed in the global automotive EV industry. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next one.